dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Trey Hendrickson. He talked for 22 minutes. He blistered the organization. He called it personal. Basically accused coaches of lying to him. There is no contract talks, and he's not going to play without a contract. So things are going great in Cincinnati. The question is, why won't this happen if you're a Lions fan? None of us know the answer, and we all hope it does happen, but why won't it? And before people call in and say salary cap, here's the thing. I'm not suggesting for a second it won't be challenging. But I'll give you an example. After this season, does Graham Glasgow need to be here? No. Well, there's $6 million. How do we even know Frank Ragnow returns for 2026 or if he'll be in one piece? Well, there's $13 million. Want me to keep going? There are non-essential pieces, right? You've drafted so well. You found a Christian Mahogany. Mm-hmm. You drafted Ratledge. Well, you're going to replace some people. Eventually, Penei Sewell's moving to left tackle. That means Taylor Decker, there's $15 million in cap savings. Like, those are the decisions that teams make. And you take less to stay, or you get 100% of nothing, and you're gone. I can fund the Trey Hendrickson thing. What about Aiden's buddy? Go to Goff, redo the deal. Go to players, restructure. Yes, you're going to create a cliff that the team eventually goes over. But I'm willing to do it. Why? Look what just happened to my basketball team. If the Celtics didn't go all in and put themselves in a horrific financial position, they don't get a title last year. But the fact is they hung banner 18. They got it done. Whatever happened before or after does not matter. Now Jason Tatum's dead and none of it matters. We got a title, you move on. I don't think it happens because I think the Lions want to play it safe. And they just don't want to pay outsiders. I could be totally wrong, but that's my reason.
Yeah.
Rico says it's a couple fighting and he wants no part of it. It's a Maury Povich show.
It is. But I think at the beginning of the season, or even a couple of the games in, once they realize that Trey was serious, that price will come down. And at that point, you may get him for quite the bargain. If I'm Brad, I'm checking on it every week, but I'm checking the price. And okay, it's like trying to buy plane tickets. All right, now it's time to click.
Let's go to E971. E, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, fellas.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. So the reason why it won't work is because the Lions, they used to be in sellers. They're not going to buy. They're not going to pay the guy. It's the same old SOL Lions. When it comes to getting players from free agency, he don't want to come here. I would love him to come here, mm-hmm. but I don't think Brad is going to pay for him.
No.
That's just like Giannis coming to the Pistons. We can throw everything at him, but the Lions and the Pistons are not ready to be buyers just yet. We're not ready. And one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to the Wolverine softball team for winning the Big Ten championship. Go Blue.
Sure. Let's go to Mark in Rochester.
Give me your people, David.
Mark, what's going on, buddy?
You know what? I'm going to get you a T-shirt.
Mark, what's up?
Did I just hear a softball championship shout-out?
Yeah, Mark, I can't speak to it. I was like, yep, if it's important to you, God bless.
Hey, if it wasn't in Otto's update, I don't believe it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, Rico, you were killing me yesterday when you were like, hey, go back and rewatch the Commanders game. Dude, I didn't need to watch that again. I didn't need to hear about that again.
Mark, I'm sorry, but I just got watching it, and it reinforced why I was just like, you got to improve this defense because it was worse than I thought. I wasn't trying to reopen wounds, but I just – you got to do better on the defensive line. And when he said, well, we got Aiden and that's all we need. No, that's not all you need.
No. And it's an exhausting topic. I mean, this isn't a shot at your guys' show. Don't take it this way. But like,
no. When
was the last time you guys did a Lions topic that wasn't this topic? Like, I hate the fact that I can't call in and talk to you guys about anything else. because it's so blatantly an issue. And it's not just this year with the injuries. It's been this way for a couple years. You know, like, I'm doing my crazy cross championship parlay again this year, and I'm not picking the Lions. How can I? It's the arrogance is reeking through the room, and they're not going to address it. Fine. And Mike, I love how you've kind of played this out. It's just, you know what? We'll see if you win a Super Bowl or not. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be spiteful like that with my own team. It sucks.
It does, but Mark, it's a coming of age story. You know, the innocence fades, you become jaded, and it's either win it or F you. That's kind of the relationship I have with my team. So it's like,
I'm about there right now.
I know.
But,
and look, they might anyway. Be able to get this done without it. I'm not saying they can't win it without it. My viewpoint is, and you've seen this, Mark, with the great organizations in the NFL, you do everything you can to give yourself the best chance. That is the minimum. I do not feel that the Lions are doing that, and I don't think they could say it to their fans with their increased ticket prices when you're sitting on 42.3 in cap space.
No, absolutely. It's ridiculous. Just to answer your question, I don't think it's going to happen for a combination of factors like you guys have alluded to, Brad Holmes' arrogance, Cincinnati being cheap, Trey wanting a Myles Garrett deal, all the above. But, you know, moving forward as a team, I'm kind of looking at this upcoming year as a wash. Like, if we win it, awesome. But I'm not – my expectation level is just down. And as a team moving forward, like, it, to me, going into this year, it's not whether or not we're winning the Super Bowl. To me, it's whether or not do we keep Goff. I think that's the crystallizing question. If Goff can do what he did last year with Morton as OC, then like, that's our guy we know in stone. But I think if Goff, you know, falters a little bit, I think that's more the crystallizing question, not will we win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at the schedule. We're probably going to take a step back. It's frustrating. Mike, if I could ask you really quick.
Yeah.
If you believe in Arch Manning, let's just place the assumption that Arch Manning is great.
Okay.
If you have that belief, which I do, what's stopping me from firing 6-1 Texas to win the Natty? Because I don't see any other team. Drew Aller isn't anything. Oregon, I don't believe in Lanning. Any SEC teams, Kirby, I'm not buying Stockton. What's stopping me from just going Texas 6-1 here?
Nothing. I'm not an Arch Manning truther. Like, I still need to see if the young man can play in more than red zone packages or blowouts, but nothing. Everything you've described, Sark is the best play caller arguably in America. They're spending $40 million on their roster. Is Ohio State – look, it's Ohio State or Texas to me, and they're both breaking in new quarterbacks.
And see, Mark, I would say this. It's I would hold off because you don't know what try-hard guy is going to all of a sudden blow up on their new team.
Rico went, you know what? Mark, call back and ask the Thursday before the season, and no one's hit the portal or called the Wambulance. That's probably the move. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. We have to get into – a number of things with a blitz coming up, including winners and losers from the lottery last night. More to do. 97.1.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.